And good morning once again now to Des Cahill.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Coming up, we'll be chatting with Donal Lennon about a huge weekend in rugby. Ireland take on Italy. The France-Scotland game has been postponed. And Joey Carberry is back from Munster. But before that, let's see what else is happening. In last night's action in the Europa League, Arsenal, Manchester United and Rangers joined Tottenham in today's draw for the last 16. But Leicester City were surprisingly knocked out. Having drawn their away game, Leicester suffered a 2-0 home defeat against Slavia Prague. Manchester United and Real Sociedad drew nil-all at Old Trafford. United, though, eased through, having won the first leg 4-0. Sociedad missed an early penalty in that game. Rangers saw off Royal Antwerp 5-2 at Ibrox. They won 9-5 on aggregate. And Arsenal came from 2-1 down to beat Benfica 3-2 on the night and advance 4-3 in aggregate. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored twice for Arsenal. It's a busy weekend in golf, and after day one of the WGC event in Florida, Matthew Fitzpatrick and Webb Simpson share the lead on 6 under par. Rory McIlroy is very much in the mix. He's on 3 under. Shane Lowry on level par. It's day two of the Puerto Rico Open, where America's Tommy Gainey leads on 7 under par. Waterford's Seamus Power is 3 under, and Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington is 2 under. And there was a fine start for Leona Maguire in the first event of the LPGA season, the Gainbridge in Florida. The Cavan woman is on 3 under par, just 4 behind the leader, Lydia Ko of New Zealand. Stephanie Meadow is on 4 over. At the Strangia International Boxing Tournament in Bulgaria, Aoife O'Rourke and Brendan Irvine guarantee themselves at least bronze medals after reaching their respective semi-finals. Michaela Walsh was beaten on a split decision. Today's racing action is in Dundalk. It begins at 4 o'clock. And in rugby, ahead of tomorrow's Six Nations International between Ireland and Italy, there'll be lots of interest in tonight's Pro 14 games. Joey Carberry could make his first appearance in over a year. He's named on the bench for Munster's game in Cardiff tonight. Connacht play in Treviso at 5:30. And Jacob Stockdale returns from injury to line out as Ulster host Ospreys. And Donal Lennon joins us now. Before we talk international, Donal, that's good news about Stockdale and especially Joey Carberry.
It certainly is, Des. Joey Carberry's had a nightmare since he injured his ankle August 2019 before the World Cup. As we know, he went to the World Cup, but he was never right, really, and hasn't started a game since January 2020. So to see him in the matchday squad, hopefully he'll get 20 minutes tonight against Cardiff. It's been a long road back. It'll take him a long while to get back to where he was. But I think everybody, fans all over Ireland, will be thrilled to see him get some game time tonight.
Right. Now, on a broad level, the Six Nations, it's in real trouble now, the postponement of the France-Scotland game, isn't it? A massive headache for the Six Nations committee.
Yeah, it is really. The Six Nations over the past number of years, well, obviously with the exception of last year, we've been used to the Super Saturday concept, the last weekend of the Six Nations when you have 3 games, it's a shootout. There's been some fantastic drama over the past number of years. Obviously with the doubt about when the Scotland-France game will be rescheduled, there was a suggestion, given that next weekend is a fallow weekend, that it might be played then, but uncertainty as to whether the French players will have recovered in time from COVID. Scotland giving out about some of their non-Scottish-based players may not be available. And the other extreme seems to be next July, which would really, it would take a huge amount from the championship if that were to be the case.
Just to explain, it's because there are no other free dates, effectively. A midweek game isn't on the cards, in your view, is it?
The problem there is you're talking about broadcasters, you're talking about player release. European Championship, Champions Cup starts, I think, 2 weeks after the Six Nations. As I said, there would be a possibility over the next 10 days, but it's a question that then both those teams would have to play 3 weekends in a row in the Six Nations, and that's not ideal either.
Well, that brings us to Ireland, Italy. Ireland have yet to win a game in the Six Nations. They'll surely win tomorrow, Donal. What's more important? Is it the margin of victory or the performance?
Ireland, they have to win. They'll be expected to get a winning bonus point. You go back 4 months, we put 50 points on them in the game, in the rearranged Six Nations game in the Aviva. Italy have conceded 13 tries and 92 points in the championship to date. So, really, I think a lot of people will be looking at Ireland's attack. You know, we've scored only 2 tries in the tournament, which is the lowest of all the teams. But I have to say, I like the team that Andy Farrell has selected. 7 changes. I think he's rewarded the players who've impressed, who've made impacts off the bench in the opening 2 games. I think he's also thrown down the gauntlet to certain players. And I think there's a great balance in the team. I have to say, thrilled to see a combination of James Riney and Henderson and Tadhg Byrne in the same pack, with Byrne moving into the back row. But I really hope, you know, Jordan Larmour and James Lowe, we see what they've done for Leinster in terms of their ability in broken play and counter-attacking. That's what we want to see from Ireland. James Lowe has kicked the ball more times in his Irish career than he did in 3 years playing for Leinster. So you just want to see those players playing, delivering what they can from broken play. So from that point of view, look, Ireland are expected to win, but there will be a lot of focus on the performance.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Donal and I will be part of the team bringing you the Ireland-Italy game live on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. But for now, it's back to Mary.